In a sport where the average player stands 1 meter 87 centimeters tall and weighs 112 kilograms, Rashid Davis is one of the shortest players in the NFL at 1 meter 75 centimeters and one of the lightest at 80 kilograms. But Davis had to overcome more than his lack of height and weight to become a professional American football player. He was born in poverty in South Central Los Angeles, known for its urban decay in the 1980s and 1990s. He was raised with eight brothers and sisters and had to walk dangerous streets ruled by gangs, streets where his father was murdered when Rashid was only 8 years old. He often fell asleep to the sounds of gunfire. Davis was shielded by his siblings and somehow avoided the drugs and the violence.
I didn't have the heart to do it. I couldn't go out there and bang like that. It's a tough thing. You out there fighting for your life. Every day you step on the street, you step out of your house. You know what I mean? You have to look over your shoulder left and right. Now, you have to do that anyway. But even more so when you're part of a gang and you're selling drugs and things like that.
Rashid Davis loved football since he was a child. He was always an excellent athlete, but he was always too little to fit into a football uniform. He was still small when he got to high school. He stood only 1 meter 62 centimeters and weighed just 40 kilograms, so he never played high school football. And Davis said he had no idea what he wanted to do after graduating. And one day, it hit him hard.
You know, I didn't play football. I didn't do anything. I just was kind of a wanderer. And I found myself bothered, you know, in the bathroom at my cousin's house, you know, upset, crying, wondering, like, I didn't feel like I was supposed to be doing that. And it all changed after that.
Davis grew enough in high school and was confident enough in his abilities to try football in college, and he played 2 years for San Jose State University in California. He was hoping to be drafted by an NFL team, but that did not happen, so he played professional indoor American football in the Arena Football League for 3 seasons with the San Jose Sabercats. He was named Most Valuable Player in their 2002 championship team. While Davis started his career as a defensive back, he was converted to a wide receiver and kick returner, signing as a free agent by the NFL's Chicago Bears prior to the 2005 season. It was not until this season, his second, that Davis caught his first NFL touchdown pass, and it was the winning score in the Bears' victory last September over the Minnesota Vikings. In this year's playoffs, Davis made a crucial 30-yard catch in overtime against the Seattle Seahawks to set up the game-winning field goal that helped lead the Chicago Bears back to the Super Bowl for the first time in 21 years.
Man, it's a tremendous feeling, you know, to be at this level and to be in the Super Bowl when no one expected me to even be in the NFL, you know. It's a tremendous feeling to be a contributor, not just on the team, but a contributor, you know, that's actually made some plays in the season. It feels great.
Rashid Davis survived a difficult childhood, never played high school football, and was not drafted by an NFL team. But now he is hoping to help lead the Chicago Bears to victory over the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday for the Bears' first Super Bowl title in 21 years. I'm Park Brewer, VOA Sports.